Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Gimel. We are holding 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, ki hava pasach b'divrei hayamim. When Rabbi Shimon would begin learning Sefer Divrei Hayamim, which contains many family trees, lists of names of people, Amar Hochi, he would declare as follows: Kol dvorecha echadhem. You know, all your words, many of your names, are really referring to the same person. V'anu yoydin ledarshan, but we know how to figure things out. Says Rashi on the second line from the top. Kol dvorecha echadhem. Keneged ha-sefer ha-yayimer. He would address the sefer as follows. Kol dvorecha divrei hayamim achas hein. Harbe shemes ata masker. You mention many names. Ploini, uploini, but really, they're all descriptions of the same person. V'chulom adam echad hein. V'onu yadin l'darshan. We invest enough effort, we can figure out the deeper meaning behind the repetition of names. V'afa b'shasotam ta'isan. Onu noisten esli beinu. We apply ourselves. Until we figure things out. How does this connect to Abu Gemara? It says Rashi, Meshem Damrina Lael, Kla Kefer, Babid Zora, Nikra Yehudi. Yesterday we learned that Mordechai, who rejected Babid Zora, was considered Ish Yehudi. Has a shame Hashem, Yud Kevavki, Nochet Lahacha. We continue on that same topic. One who rejects Babid Zora is called Yehudis. In this case, Yehudia, as we're going to see in a minute. So, which pasuk, in specific, was he referring to? Says the Gemara on the second white line. V'ishtoi ha-yehudia. We're speaking about Basya. Why is this pasuk calls her Bisya, the daughter of Pari? And she married Kolev ben Yefune. So, v'ishtoi ha-yehudia. This woman, Yolda es Yored, Avigador, es Chaver, Avisechev, es Yukasil, Avizanoyach. She had all these children. Yored, Chaver, Soicha, Yukasil. Ve'ele b'nei Bisya bas Pari. These are the sons of Bisya, the daughter of Pari. Asher lokach merid. Who married, which is Kalev, married. So Kalev married this woman, Yehudia, who was really Basya bas Pari, who seemingly had all these children. But really, the Gemara will tell us, these are all references to Moshe Rabbeinu, who she raised. But firstly, Amai Karila Yehudia. Why do we refer to her as Yehudia instead of her real name, Basya? Al Shum Shekafra Bavid Zara. Since she rejected her father's idol worship, Shetchsiv, Vateirid Bas Pari Lirchetz Al Yor. So Bas Pari went down to rinse at the Nile, at the Yor. Vam Rabbi Yechanan. The Pasuk means, Shiyor de Lirchetz Megiluli Beisavia. She went to be Tevil, to convert, to become a ger, to shed the Avid Zara from her father's home. Pasuk says, she was Yolda, she gave birth to all these names. Yolda? She gave birth, but her Ribuye Rabise, she just raised Moshe Rabbeinu. She wasn't actually his mother, was Yecheved. Loimlach, this teaches us, Shekalam Agadal Yosem V'Yisayim Masech Beis, if one raises an orphan, a Yosem, a Yisayim, Ma'ala Olav Akosav Kilu Yolda, Hashem regards it as if you gave birth to that child. He gave that child life and sustenance. Moshe Rabbeinu was, although not a Yosem, but he was certainly abandoned. He was left to float in the Nile, and she took him, adopted him, raised him. It's considered to a certain extent like she gave birth to him. So the pasuk says she gave birth to Moshe, who's called Yered, etc., etc. We're going to go through all the names and how they relate to Moshe. Yered and Moshe, why? V'lam menikru shema Yered, she Yered lahem liYisrael man b'yamav. Recall Maseches Tanis, we learned that Klal Yisrael received the man in the Midbar through the schus of Moshe. So that's why he's called Yered. Why Gedur? She Godar pirtzei tzein shel Yisrael. He rebuilt the breaches of Yisrael, he protected them. He gave them the Torah. He creates that barrier of protection. Why is he called Chever? He connected Yisrael to Hashem. He was the medium through which the Torah was given. He created that bond between us and Hashem. Why is it called Avi Soichoi? Shenasa lehem liyisrael kisukah. He protected Yisrael like this, a sukkah, like a canopy. He protected them with his tefillah. Yikusil, why is he called that name? Shekivu Yisrael lekel b'yom. Klal Yisrael would look forward to Hashem, would anticipate Hashem's deliverance. Every day they had to await the arrival of the man, the slav. So he created that constant dependence on Hashem. Why is he called Avizam Noyach? She is Niach Avinisian Shel Yisrael. He enabled, encouraged Hashem to discard, disregard, to abandon the avoinus of Yisrael. This was after the eagle, etc. He davened and he brought tshuva to Klal Yisrael. Now, why is he called Avi Gedor, Avi Seichoi, Avi Zonoyach? Three times Avi, 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 to denote his greatness. He was the greatest. Avi Torah, Avi Chachma, Avi Navi is the greatest in Torah, in wisdom, and prophecy. Pasuk says, these are the children of Bisya, referring to one child, Moshe, who she raised. Ve'ele b'nei Bisya shalokach merit. Who married Bisya? Who married Basya? Merit. V'chi merit Shemoy? Was that his name? Oh, the Kalev Shalomai. He's really Kalev. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why Kalev married Basya? It was a good shidduch. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yovei Kalev shemarit batas meraglim. Kalev who rebelled, who rejected the scheme of the Meraglim. He should go ahead, V'yisas bas pari, shemarda bigi lule ve'savia. He should marry bas pari, who rejected her father's Avodah Zarah. So, two rebels. Perfect shidduch. So, Basya, who rejected her father's Avodah Zarah, went on to marry Kalev, who rejected the Meraglim. Okay, back to Megillas Esther, where it says that Mordechai went to Bavel, Asher Hugla Mirushalayim. Now it doesn't say Hugla, that he was sent to Golis. It sounds like he initiated it. He volunteered to go into Golis. Rav Shagala Me'atzma, he chose to go there on his own. Perhaps he saw Baruch HaKodesh. He's going to be needed out there. So he went to join the rest of Klal Yisrael. Farshim explained that Nuchanetzar left many Jews behind. Perhaps to keep the economy going, to keep the country somewhat inhabited, but he decided to go along with Israel to Bavel. But he imenes Hadassah, so he raised Hadassah. Korila Hadassah, here we call her Hadassah. We call her Esther. Elsewhere we call her Esther. Which one was her real name? Tanya, Ramey, Imer, Esther, Shema. Her real name was Esther. V'lo minuk Shema Hadassah. Why do we call her Hadassah? Al Shem Hatzadikim. Shenikra Hadassim, because she was a tzaddikus, and tzaddikim are considered Hadassim. They have a good reyach, a good fragrance. V'cheni u'imer v'u'imed bin Hadassim, the Shechina, resides amongst the tzaddikim in Bavel, and they're called Hadassim. Rabbi Da'imer Hadassim Shema, her real name was Hadass. V'lo manikra Shema Esther, why do we call her Esther? That was a secondary name. Al Shem Shahim Asteris Tvarea, she concealed her words, meaning she didn't reveal her lineage, her family, despite Achashverosh's insistence. Shenemar ein Esther Magedes is Amma. She refuses to reveal her nationality. Perhaps Achashverosh will dislike her because of that and send her back home. So Esther's lashon of Master is concealing, discreet. Rumechemi Aymer Hadassah Shema. Her real name was Hadassah. Velor Mikushma Esther. Why Esther? Shehu Umoisa Oilam Kurin Oisa Al Shem Astar. The nations would be impressed by her beauty and they would call her. Al Shem, as she says, Astar is the moon. She had the glow, the beauty of the moon. That's how she got the name Esther, which is reminiscent of Astar the Levana. Sahara is the moon. Benazah Eimer, Esther lo yarucha v'lek tzor ha'isa. She wasn't too tall or too short. Ela beninis, just perfect, just average. Kadasa, like a myrtle. Not too low, not too big like a tree, somewhere in the middle, just perfect. So her real name was Esther, but Hadassah was an account of her appearance. Rabbi Shuvin Korcho Imer, you know why she was called Hadassah? Her real name was Esther, but she was Yirakrikas Haisa. She was tinged with green. She didn't have a good appearance. She looked greenish like a Hadass. But she still found favor in Achashverosh's eyes. V'chut shel chesed mashach aleha. Hashem applied a tinge of chesed that she finds favor amongst all those who see her. The pasuk says, he raised her. Why? She was an orphan. She was a yasayma. Kein lo avah aim. She had no father or mother. And the pasuk continues, u'b'maysa v'yavimu. Upon her father and mother's death, Mordechai adopted her. Lomeli, why that repetition? It already says she has no father or mother. The pasuk is coming to tell you the extent of her situation. Amar of Acha, you know when she lost her parents? At first opportunity. Ibras, when her mother was expecting her, Mesavia, her father passes away. She was barely considered a father. He already passes away. Yodasa, as soon as the mother gave birth, Mesaima, the mother passed away. And the Rashi says that she didn't have much of a father. And by the mother, Rashi says, she wasn't her mother at all, because she died upon childbirth. And the Maral explains, interesting Maral, he says, it seems that in this case, she still had somewhat of a father, as long as her mother was already expecting her. He's considered her father. Then he passes away when he's already a father. But by the mother, Rashi says, she was never a mother. Why that difference? He says the Maral, a mother is only upon birth, because up until that point, the uber is yerech imoy. It's part and parcel of the mother's entity. So until childbirth, she's not really her mother. So when she died upon childbirth, she never got to become her mother. But by father, says the Maral, as soon as the wife's expecting, the father's already considered a father, somewhat. So he has the title father. And then she lost him. So he was somewhat of a father. But as far as mother, she never had a mother. Bottom line is, she was orphaned from birth. That was the extent of the situation. Here Mordechai took her in and adopted her. He took her in and treated her like a daughter. Tana, Mishnah Rav Meir, Meir explains, Atzikri Labas, instead of reading Bas, a daughter, Ela Labayis, his home, meaning he married her. V'cheinu Omer, we find the Lashon of Bas, used in this context as well, elsewhere. V'cheinu Omer, this is when Nosan HaNavi reprimanded David HaMelech for taking Bas Sheva. He says, look, you caused Uriah Achiti to die, took away his wife. Imagine, somebody, poor man, has just a sheep, which he takes care of, he raises, and somebody comes and takes it away from him. That's what you did. Ulo Rosh, and Koyal, a poor man has nothing. Kim Kapsa, Achas Ketana, a small sheep, Asher Kana, that he purchased, V'chayel, he raises it. V'chtidal Imay, she grows with him, V'imbanav, Yachtav, V'pita, Teichel, because he tishta, she eats his food and his drink, U'becheke, Sishkav, and she lies with him, V'ati like a bas, like a daughter. Shun B'cheke, Sishkav, Havas, like a bas, since when does a daughter lie like that with a father, it's inappropriate. Rather, it means, El Labai, it's like a wife. So you see that bas and bias are synonymous. Hachanami labayis here as well. When it says the kocha Mordechai le labas means labayis as a wife. The pasuk says ve'eshiva na'aris. So the caretaker there, he gave her 7 maidservants. Why 7? Amarava, this helped her observe Shabbos. Shoyis umayno behen yimei Shabbos. She would use the 7th servant to count her days of the week. This is the Sunday servant, the Monday maidservant, etc. This way she kept track of Shabbos. Ask the Mefarshim. She couldn't just keep a calendar. Some Mefarshim say, interesting, Chap, she wanted to refrain from doing Malacha on Shabbos, and she was concerned that if she has the same servant all week, servant will notice what's going on. Every 7th day, every Shabbos here off from work. So this way she had 7 servants. The Shabbos servant never saw her work. She figures, okay, she doesn't like working. This way she avoided any trouble. This way she ensured Shmirah Shabbos. Shoyis amoyno behen yimei Shabbos. Okay, Haggai, who was the caretaker of the women, did something different. He treated them differently. Omer Rav, shechila machal Yehudi, gave them kosher food. Although she wouldn't identify herself as being Jewish, but some of Farshim say that, you know, even Goyim, sometimes attracted to kosher food, they think it's more healthy. They convinced Haggai to feed them kosher food. Ushmul Amar, he learned Shechila Kadli de Chaziri. Just the opposite. He gave her fatty cuts of chazer. Rashi learns. She had to eat it. She was compelled. Umitoich Oinsa, says Rashi, Loi Nensha. It was an oinas, and therefore, there was no avera. Tosis writes, Chas v'sholom. He loi hoisa echel, of course she wouldn't eat. So according to Tosis, say the Mepharshim, what does Vayishanea v'snarasea mean? It's the opposite. Her servants ate non-kosher food, but she didn't. Vayishaneha. She was treated differently. She refrained from non-kosher food. That's the second shot. Verbeichim Amar, he has a pshat as follows. Zeroinim. Vayishanea means that they were served seeds to ensure kashrus. Now some of Farshim learn it's hard to just live on a seed menu. It means legume, beans, that type of diet. V'cheinu Omer, likewise it says by the Jews that had to live in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel, Hanani, v'hiya meltzar noitze es pas bagam. So the meltzar, the waiter, would remove, take away pas bagam, the non-kosher bread, v'neishn lemzirayim, instead substituted with seeds. So beautiful pshat, why seeds? In the time of tzara, in time of darkness, we have to keep our hopes high, just like a seed. When it's planted, you don't hear from him. For months at a time, he's dark down there and disintegrating in the ground. Future looks very bleak, and suddenly, a couple of months later, you see sprouting. It's growing from nowhere. Esther ate Zeroinim. The time of Esther, time of darkness, time of Golus. But that Zera eventually germinates and grows and blossoms and creates a beautiful crop. Amen. That's why we have Zeroinim on Purim. Many have the minhag to have their seeds, their poppy seeds, inside the Hamantashen. So it's a double enclosure. It's the seed itself which denotes Ma'afela La'ira, and it's covered by that dough. Hester will turn into Geula, Bekarev. Shisha Chadoshim B'Shemen Amar. They would treat these women for 6 months using Shemen Amar. My Shemen Amar, what exactly is this? Rebchir Ba'am Amar Satkas, some fragrant oil. Some learn this is the balsam oil, famous Shemen Afarsim, mentioned all over Shas. Rafuna Amar Shemen Zayis, it's olive oil taken from olives which were unripe, shleihevi shlish, which has this ability to soften up and moisturize your skin. Tanya Rabbi Doimer, anpakinon, that's a type of oil which is discussed in Maseches Menachos, not suitable for mincha. What is that? Shemen Zayis, shleihevi shlish. V'lo masachin oisai, why would we smear this oil? It has special abilities. Shemesher Saser, removes body hair, ma'adin sabosor, adds glow to the skin. So Esther came to Ahasuerus, Be'erev Hibo. The practice that he had was that he would take the women, Be'erev Hibo, she would come at night, Wabaki Shava, in the morning she goes back to the women's area. From the way that the Pasuk describes the inappropriate behavior of Ahasuerus interacting with so many women, still we see something positive. Lamadnu Shvacha, we see something praiseworthy. He would only interact at night. He wouldn't engage by day. But he, Esther, knows his chen. Esther carried this chen, this favor. To what extent? Amar Belazar, Malamed, she will call echad ve'echad. Nidmes seloi ki umasa. You know, people like their townspeople, their landsman, their nationalities. So Esther had a dual appearance. Everybody would relate her to their nation. Oh, you're a Ethiopian. You're a Filipino, you're an Indian, everybody would think she's from theirs. But Esther Lamelach Achashverosh El Beis Machus, she was taken to the palace. Bachidesh Asiri, Chidesh Tevis, month 10, which is Tevis. What's special about Tevis? Cold winter time, and this benefited Esther Malka. Hashem arranged it as such. Yereach, it's a cold winter month. Shenen Aguf Min Aguf, that a guf has enough from keeping company with another guf. Rashi says, "De umesavev min hashamayim lechav v'albala." This would benefit Esther. Vayav amelach es Esther mekol hanoshim. So he had ava to her. He's attracted to her more than all the other noshim who already had interacted with men. They were no longer psulis. Vatisachen v'ches lefanim kol psulis. and better than all the other besulis as well. What does the pasuk mean? Amar Rav, Bikesh litoim tam besula. When he interacted with Esther, if he wanted to have a besula experience, Hashem provided it. Tam. Tam beula. If he wanted a beula experience, tam. He would experience that as well with Esther. So Hashem enabled both different types of experiences. He can have anything he needs, and this increased his attraction to Esther more than the Nashim and more than the Besuras. Vayas HaMelech Mishta Godel, she didn't want to tell him where she comes from, her family lineage or nationality. And Ahasuerus tried all types of means to convince her to talk. He made a Mishta Godel, Avad Mishtia Vlegalilei. He made this grand banquet in her honor, and she refused to reveal. Dali Karga removed the taxes in her honor. Vlegalilei. Once again, she's mum. Shodar Par Dishni, he sends these great gifts to the Sarim in her name, in her honor. He thought that would do the trick. Like Galilei, she refuses to reveal anything to him. What does the Pasuk say after that? Once again, they made this announcement that they're gathering together a new batch of Besulis. What's the point of doing that? Doesn't Ahasuerus have his queen already? He already chose Esther. Why is he going again to get more? Says the Gemara, this was part of Mordechai's scheme. You see, when Ahasuerus was frustrated that Esther wasn't explaining things to him, Azal Shakal Eitzim Mordechai, he went to seek advice from Mordechai, the wise man. And Mordechai did a shtick like this. He tells him, Amar, you know what? I'll tell you something, Ahasuerus. You want to get a woman to talk? This is how you do it. Arouse jealousy, arouse competition. Ein isha miskano, ela biyarech chaverta. An isha. You can't create more jealousy in an isha than creating that competition. Her friends die, meaning get another wife. Get somebody else to compete with her, and then you'll see that she'll cooperate. And that's why he did another announcement, another kibbutz of besulis. He was hoping this would get Esther to speak. Didn't help. She wouldn't speak. She was hoping this would just create that frustration. He would just give up and let her go. Amar Balazim, how do we understand the pasuk in Iyov? Lo yigra mitzadik enav. You know, Hashem keeps track. Hashem will pay that tzadik for what he deserves, even if it takes a while. Says Rashi on top. So you can tzadik enof. Noisin enof masa tzadikim. Hashem pays full attention to the masa of tzadikim l'shalom lehem. Afl yamim rabim. Even if it takes a long time. Mida b'mida. Pasuk in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, don't give up. V'nemenhu ba'al malachtecha she'yishal mecha schar pelasecha. Hashem keeps track. He will pay you what you deserve. Okay, so the Gemara is going to darshan as follows. That Hashem applied schar, mida keneged mida, measure for measure, in this manner. B'schar tznius, shoyse baba rochel. The schar, the schus of the tznius, the discreetness that Rochel exhibited, zochso v'yatzer mena shol, she was zeicha, to a grand child, shol, which Rashi says, shoyatzanu, also exhibited this virtue of tznius. So it carried over to her children. And likewise, the B'schar Tznius, Shoyu B'Shol, on account of it, Tznius, exhibited by Shol, Zochav Yotzis Menu Esther, who Zeicha that Esther will come out of him, who also exhibited Tznius in discreetness, like we just said, Ein Esther Magedes. She had that ability to keep things quiet, things are personal, discreet, Tznius. Or my Tznius, Hoysa B'Rachel, would we find Tznius by Rachel Tchsev, by Yagid Yakel of Rachel? Yaakov meets Rachel and tells her, I'm a relative, ki achi aviyahu. He's the brother of her father, which sounds like he was his uncle, her uncle. Really? Ki achi aviyahu? Was he the brother of her father, Lavan? He was merely a cousin. Valei ben achois aviyahu. He was a son of Rivka, the sister of Lavan, her father. Ella, rather, the reason why he presents himself as a brother was to send her a message. Amar lo, he asked Rachel, Minsibisli, will you marry me? Amar lo in, she says, sure. Biu, but I want to tell you something. You got to be careful. Abba, my father, Lavan, Ramo, he's the international conniver. V'lo yachlusle, you can't win him over. He's going to beat you to it. He's going to somehow fool you. Amar lo. So that's what Yaakov responded. Achiv anobramos. You know, I'm his brother when it comes to trickery. I understand the topic. I can match up with him in Ramos. And that's why he said, Achi of Yehu. I'm like his brother. I can match up with him. Amrle, she asks him, Umishorli tzadik l'skuyi b'Ram Yusa? Is it appropriate for a tzadik to conduct himself with Ramos? Amrle, he tells her, in. At times you have to employ Ramos. It's not part of my personality. But I know how to do Ramos when necessary. Even Hashem. It says, Im Navar Titavar, Rim Ikesh Titapal, with an Ikesh, a crooked person. You treat him with crookedness. Mida connected Mida. So I know how to use that method as well. Amrullah, he asks her, okay, what specifically do you have in mind? How do you anticipate him fooling me? Umayra Miyusa, what type of trickery? Amrullah, she tells him, Isli Achsod Kshishamina. You know, I have an older sister, Leah. He's never going to marry me off before her. First he wants to get rid of the other one, and then me. How are you going to ensure that you're going to get me? And there's a gersa on the bottom which says, and when the day of the wedding will arrive, he's going to offer you Leah instead of me. You're going to be stuck at the last minute. How are you going to get out of it? So what did Yaakov do? He gave her these simonim, password. Daskin and Balatayso says, the Rizal says as well, what was the simon? The three mitzvahs that are unique for an Isha. Nida, Chala, Hadakas Aner. This is going to be the password. Kimata Lelia, when the night of the wedding arrives. Amra, Rachel figures, Hashta Michsav Achsoi. My sister is going to be terribly shamed and embarrassed. Lavan is going to take her, put her up front, and Yaakov is going to refuse her. It's going to create tremendous embarrassment. So what did she do? She gave up. She sacrificed. Masrasinu niyala. She passed over the password to Leah. Vayodachsiv, as the pasuk says. Next morning, vayiva boiker v'hinei Leah. Next morning, Yaakov discovers it's not Rachel, it's Leah. Machlal da'ashta lav Leah. What do you mean? Until now, she wasn't Leah. Well, the same Isha. So why did he only discover it now? Didn't he have that password that they went to exchange the night before? How come he only figured it out now? Elam tach simonim shemasra Rachel Leah. Because Rachel gave over the simonim to Leah. So until this point, he thought it was Rachel. She had the password. Leah v'yada dashta. He didn't figure it out until now. So here we see Rachel's tznius, discreetness, keep things quiet, avoid shame and embarrassment. And that's why lefichach zachsa v'yatsa men ha-shol, she was eichad ha-shol, u'ma tznius ha-yisa b'shol. What do we find tznius by shol d'chsiv? When Shol went to look for the donkeys that were lost, the mules, he went to the Navi, Shmuel. And Shmuel says, you know, they found the asoynes, but I want to tell you something, you're going to be the king. And he anointed him. When he came back home, he didn't tell anybody about it. He kept it quiet, kept it bitzinna. And therefore, because of that sneers, Zocha v'yotzos menu Esther. His descendant was Esther Malka, who kept things discreet when necessary. This Mida was carried over from generation to generation, all the way back from Rachel through Shaul through Esther. V'amar v'lazer, another lesson, another insight from the same on the Amar v'lazer. Kishak adash baruch v'paisek gdul l'adam, when Hashem grants leadership to a person. It's not only personal. It's meant to stay in the family, over to his children, till the end of time. That's why we have an halacha that a rav's position goes over to his children, if he's roi to the position, a king as well. It's eternal. It's ongoing. Shenemar v'yishivim l'netzach v'yigvu. So positions of importance are meant to stay in the family. But if he abuses that power, he is a balgava. Hashem takes it away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpila, a leader in Klal Yisrael, is battle to Hashem. He's the utmost of humility. But if he's megas data, he no longer deserves that position. Hashem takes away. Shenemar v'masurim v'zikim, he locks him up in chains. Pasuk Megillas Esther says, "V'es mamar Mordechai Esther oisa." She would follow the word, the instructions of Mordechai. So even when she was in Achashverosh's palace, she adheres to the laws of Mordechai, of the Torah. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shoisamara damnida l'chacham. She would go ask a shayla. She had dam, wasn't sure whether it was tamei tar. She would show to l'chacham. Kasher hoisa b'amna itay, and behave exactly as she was when she was with Mordechai. What does that mean? She was still married to him, and they still had tashmish. Omer Rabba bar Lima, Shoisamedes mecheikah shal chashverosh. She would get up from Achashverosh. She'll be toil, Rashi says, Mishum Nakios, Shaloite Mu'usal at Sadik, Mishchivas Shal Chashverosh. She'll be toil to cleanse herself from the effect of Achashverosh, and then go back to Mordechai, Yeshevez Bechekesh Shal Mordechai, and interact with him. And that's why she had to make sure that she was Torah. And she adhered to the strict halachas of Nida, just as when she was in his home. Vayamimahim, Umordechai Yeshev Beshar Melach. Cuts off Bigson Reserish. So Mordechai is sitting at the Shar, and Bigson Reserish, who are two officers there, cuts off. Now, cuts off is Lashon Yochet. Got angry, got instigated. Why is it Lashon Yochet if we're speaking about two people? Omer Rabbi Chibar, Abba Rabbi Yechanan. It's referring to Hashem who instigated that anger within them. Hiksev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Al Avadav. We find in one instance that Hashem created resentment in a master over his avodim, that's his sarah mashkim and sarah oifim back in Mitzrayim, lasa sritzayim tzaddik to fulfill the will of a tzaddik to accommodate Yosef, amono Yosef, shenemar, v'shami tonanar ivri, right, he threw those two into jail so that sarah mashkim should come out and advocate for Yosef. And we find likewise in our case, on Purim, hiktziv, is a girl, so Hirktziv Avodim ala the name. Hashem instigated, aroused anger in the Avodim, connected their master, Lasas Nes Tzaddik, to make a nes for the Tzaddik, who is Umanai Mordechai. So that's why it says, Kotzav Piksam Veserish. Hashem was the Kotzav. Hashem instigated this resentment within Piksam Veserish. So that they plot against the Chashverish, which eventually led to the discovery by Mordechai, which was a catalyst for the Nes, because then Achashverosh felt indebted. Mordechai had to, Haman had to lead him through the city. He was all disoriented, all disheveled, and he lost his confidence, and then he was ready for demise. Okay, they take out the word Echsiv. The Pasuk says, Vayivada hadavar leMordechai. Mordechai found out about this plot. How? Omer b'Yechanan, Bigson v'Serish, these two fellows, Shnei Tarsim hayu. They came from the land Tarsi. That was their language. They were discussing current events. You know, from the day that this queen, this Esther, arrives, we haven't experienced much sleep. We're so busy. Achashverosh is so infatuated, and he's always thirsty, and we have to always serve him our drinks. This is terrible. This can't continue like this. Let's put some poison into the bucket, into the wine cup. So that Achashverosh passes away. They didn't realize that there was somebody listening. They were under surveillance. Mordechai HaTzadik was a member of the Sanhedrin who took up court in Lishkas HaGazes. And therefore, he was well-versed, well-educated, knew all 70 languages, which they needed to know in order to interview all the Edom in all different languages. So he was listening in. And that's how he was able to reveal their plot. In any case, they continued talking amongst themselves. Amr lai. So one fellow tells the other, I understand that we're in a hard place, we want to get rid of Achashverosh, but it takes two people to do the job. One has to go get the poison, and bring it in here, and v'aloi ein mishmarti, my shift, u'mishmartecha, and your shift is ein. It's not shava. We don't work the same time. How am I going to pull it off? If I leave to get to the poison, I can't leave the post unmanned. Amar lo, he tells me, you know what? Ani eshma mishmarti u'mishmartecha. I'll do double hours. I'll take care of my shift, then I'll come join you at your shift, and this way we'll both pull it off. Fine. That's the pshat in the pasuk. After Mordechai revealed the secret, they investigated. Vayivuka shadavar vayimatzin. It was discovered. How was it discovered? How did I know what they had in mind? Shiloi nimtu mishmar toy, the gerson mishmar toy, that one of these fellows was out of place. He was, what are you doing here? It's past your hours. Oh, you must be up to something bad. Achar advar meila, Pasa continues, after this event, Haman gained prominence. Achashverosh was gidal as Haman. Now, what's the connection after this event? Any significance to that? Says the Gemara, yeah, the sequence has great significance. Amar Rava, Acha Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Refuah LaMakom. Once Hashem created this potential remedy for the upcoming Makom, Mordechai revealed the plot. It was put down the Sefer Zichronos, and this was the catalyst for the Nes eventually. So Hashem had the solution prepared. Now Hashem was ready to strike at Kal Yisrael, give them a Makom, knowing that eventually they'll be remedied. They'll have the refuah. Hashem doesn't want to destroy Kal Yisrael. It's just a means to turn them back onto the right track. So once he had the refuah in place, he was ready to give them makom. La'achar shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu refuah l'makom. Domar Rish Lakish. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu makom Yisrael. Hashem never strikes at Yisrael. Elam came b'irlam refuah t'chila until he first prepares the refuah. Shenemar kirafal Yisrael. Once I have the refuah prepared, v'niglav in Ephraim, the averis will be revealed and they'll get an einish. But ultimately, the point is to correct their ways and have the refuah. It's a constructive system, not destructive. Av l'umas o'ilu enikim argoyim, it's destructive. Maka oisam v'achach v'erlam refuah. First Hashem strikes at them, but really they should meet their end right there. They're not eternal. And once they go off, they should just be knocked off completely, but sometimes Hashem has to bring them back, bring them a refuah, because the world needs to exist. Kiyum Olam. So the refuah only comes later out of necessity. It's not part of the initial plan. Shenemar, v'nigiv Hashem es Mitzrayim, nogav, and then it says v'rafa. Vayiviz be'enev l'shleich yod Mordechai levadi. So Mordechai initially wanted to strike, Haman wanted to strike at Mordechai. The pasuk continues by referring to Am Mordechai, Ki Gidlo is Am Mordechai, and then it says, Vayivakish Haman Lahashmin es Kol HaYehudim. So he went from Mordechai to Am Mordechai to Kol HaYehudim. Explains the Gemara. Amar Rava b'tchila b'Mordechai. Initially, he schemed against Mordechai levada. Ulevasoiv ba Mordechai. Then, he decided to address the Am Mordechai. Umana, who was that Rabbanon. Ulevasoiv Kol HaYehudim, he decided to strike against all the Jews. Hipul pur hua girl. So he made some sort of lottery to decide, to determine the day of the gzera. We have redundant words here. Hipul pur hua girl of Nehaman. What's the significance here? So the answer is he made several lotteries. He had to figure out the day of the month, which month. Tana, we go to the bright, so kiva shnafal pur b'chodesh adar. Once he came up with Chodesh Adar as the determined date, Samach Simcha Gedayla. He was suddenly gripped by Simcha. He said, wow, perfect. Amar Nafali Pur B'yoreach Shemes B'moyshe. So the pull, the hippel was perfect. It was perfectly timed. In the month of Misas Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was Meis Zayin Adar, Rashi brings. So the leader died at this month. It's a bad month for Klal Yisrael. I'm going to strike at them. But he didn't know one thing. Although Moshe Rabbeinu was made Shiva Ba'adar, but that was also his birthday. B'Shiva Ba'adar Noilad. Rashi brings the pasuk. Ben Mei of Esrim Shana Onoichi Hayoyim. We learn Hayoyim Molo Yame B'Shnoisai. He had a complete life. Born and died in the same day. So actually, our mazel is strong. The birthday of our leader. Haman complained to Achashverosh. Yeshna yam echad, mefuzur amafoyrad, beino amim, b'chol midin esmachosecha, v'da seyem shoynais. mikol am ve'asdasi ha'melach einam oisun v'la melach ein shevel anicham. So he presented his argument, his case against Klal Yisrael from all angles. He had everything bad to say. Omar Rava leka de yoda lishna bishak haman. There's nobody out there who knows how to really present a juicy case, really, really full of lashon hara like Haman. Omar le. He turns to Achashverosh. Ta nichlinu, let's destroy them. Omar le, Achashverosh says, mistafina melihav. I'm afraid about their god, li avad bi. I fear that he's going to strike against me, going to punish me. Kedavad kamoya, kedid the previous ones who decided to start with Klal Yisrael. I know history. I'm afraid to start with them. Omar le, Haman responds, yeshnoi. Yeshnoi means yashnu. They're sleeping. Yashnu mina mitzvahs. They're performing mitzvahs with just on the surface. There's no enthusiasm. They're not alert. They're not awake. They lost favor with Hashem. Chas v'shal. Omar le, Achashverosh responds, I understand, but isbu rabban, what about the chachamim? Who certainly are virtuous. We can't strike against them. Omar le, am echadim. It's all one and the same nation. Everybody is sleepy. Shema toimar korchan yais machusecha. Haman responds, well, I understand you probably have another concern. You don't want to make a karcha, a big bald spot in your malchus. Entire province gets wiped out. It doesn't look good. It's going to bring about destruction. That's not a problem. Mefuzarnim b'na'amim. They're mefuzim of fire. They're dispersed throughout your malchus. So we'll kill a little here, a little there. Everything will just continue functioning. Shema tamer isa hanom minayu. Well, maybe, says Haman, maybe you're afraid of losing their taxes. They contribute to society. Mefurad, no, they're mefurad. Kiprei dezu, like this mule. Shein oisev peiros, can't have any offspring. They're not productive at all. They sit, they learn, they die, they're not productive. V'shem atem yikim medintu minayu, perhaps you'll say, maybe at least a small city just filled with Jews, Brooklyn, you know, we don't create a churban. No, they're all over the place. There's no single entity, no single, even a city that's just filled with Jews. So no harm will befall your malchus by destroying the Jews. Not only that, the same shoynis mikolam. You know, they have all kinds of abnormal behaviors, all kinds of laws. They're different from all nations. They don't interact with us. They don't eat with us. Minan, they don't eat from us. They don't have our food. They don't marry from us. They don't allow their children to marry us. What does that mean? They don't follow the Dasi HaMalach. So Rashi says, taxes. They get away. They don't pay the Ungarias, the Misim, the Gulgolias, Varnanis, Einanaisen. What does that mean? The Mabki Lekulis Shata. By them, the whole year is full of holidays. B'shahi pahi, Rashi says. The whole year, the kulishata is filled with shahi pahi, Shabbos hayim, Pesach hayim, v'nosurim b'malacha. They're never working, they're never producing, never paying taxes. V'lamelech ein shev l'anichem, what does this mean? Look how they degrade you, they mavaz you. The achlu v'shasu mavaz l'malchus. When they eat and drink, they insult you. What does that mean? V'afilu neifel zvuv b'koysu sh'lechad mehem. Picture this. A fly drops into one of these fellows' glasses. So I give you say, picks up that fly, throws it out, and drinks the wine. What happens if you, my dear king, just barely touches their glass of wine? He spills out the wine on the floor, and he say, doesn't drink it. You're worse than a fly in their eyes. You know what? If this sounds good to you, you cuss of l'abdom. Let it be written to destroy them. Let's make a decree to destroy the Jews. I'll give you 10,000 kikar kesef. Amar Reish Lakish. Gol yadua lefni misha amar b'yo ilam. It was revealed and known to Hashem in advance. She'asid Haman lishkel shkolam al Yisrael. And Haman will offer all this money in exchange of Yisrael. L'fichach hikdim sheklein lishkel Hashem. Beat him to it. He was magdim. He advanced their shkolim to his shkolim. They should have the schus of machsa shekel to preempt Haman's plan. on Echad Ba'adar, they would announce, Rabbi Yisai, it's time to give the Masa Shekel of Karbonis, it's time to look for your Kalayim, and pull out the Kalayim. So Hashem timed it in this manner to preempt Haman's plan. Vayimar Melech Lahaman, Achashverosh responds, skip the money, HaKesef Nosam Lach, keep the money. Va'am Lasis Be'Katei Be'Necha, go ahead and do what you want with Klal Yisrael. Interesting, Tesis brings that, HaKesef Nosam Lach is Gematria, the word HaKesef, Gematria de HaKesef Oyla Ha'etz. Ramazlai, he was hinting to him, Sheet La'olav, he's going to end up on the tree. Amar Baba Moshal, the Achashverosh V'Haman, this interaction, this dealing between Achashverosh and Haman, what could it be compared to? Haman offers him money. Achashverosh says, take it without money. I'm glad to get rid of the Jews. It's free. L'shnei bnei Adam, there were two landowners. L'echad ha'yloi tail b'sech sadeo. Reuben had a tail, a hill, which was interfering with his field. L'echad ha'yloi charitz b'sech sadeo. His neighbor Shimon had a ditch, had a pit, which he needed to fill. Bala charitz, the pit owner, Amar Miyitanli Tails Abedam, I wish this hill owner would just sell me that hill, I can fill my pit with it. Likewise, Balatel Amar, the hill owner says, Miyitanli Charitz Abedam, I wish I can buy that pit and fill it with my sand, which I don't need. Well, Yamim, turns out one day, this is Dav Gazel Azeh, they meet each other in the street, Amali Bacharitz Balatel. The pit owner turns to the hill owner, Mecharli Tilecha. Can we strike a deal? I'd like to buy your hill and fill my pit. Amalei, the hill owner tells him, take it, gesundheit. Tolat bechina v'alavai. I wish you'd just take it for free. Clear my area and fill up your pit. Gesundheit. So both Achashverosh and Haman want to get rid of the Jews. Say the Mefarshim, Achashverosh viewed them as a hill. Let's incorporate them. Let's be mekayer them, so to speak. Make them part of our society. He made this grand banquet, invited the Jews, make them comfortable. That was his approach to getting rid of the Jews and getting rid of their uniqueness and identity. Make them part of our society. It's like the hill. He gave them chashivas. Lift them up. Raise them. And make them part of us. Haman's approach was differently. They're just a pit. Worthless. Let's destroy them. So, they had different approaches. But the tachlis, the intent was the same. Destruction of Klal Yisrael and their uniqueness. They met up with each other. And they shared resources. Achashverosh says, skip the money, just take the Jews, get rid of them. And the point is that they were both wicked. Rashi says on top, Kalayma Yeshlumid Machashverosh, Shabbadato Hilashmidim. He also had the same plan, destruction of Klal Yisrael. And when Haman came along, this was his perfect opportunity, and he seized it with both hands. Okay, let's do a quick review of today's daf. Rav Shimon Pazi approach to Sefer Divrei Hayamim by saying there are lots of repetitions there. You have to just figure things out. One example is the story of Basya. Her name was Basya. She's called Yehudia because she rejected Avodah Zarah of Paray. She married Kalib, who as well rejected Atzas Meraglim. She raised Moshe, Avi, 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 who was Abba Torah, Abba Chachma, Abba Nevius. What was her name? Esther Hadassah. Some learn her real name was Esther. She was called Hadassah because a tzaddik has a reyach, exudes fragrance like a hadas. She was not too tall, too short, somewhere in between like a hadas. She appeared a bit green. Hashem made an ace to add chesed and favor in the eyes of all her beholders. According to Elipshat, her name was Hadassah. They called her Esther al-Shem di reyach. She glowed like the moon. Or Esther because she was Mastera. She concealed her identity. Mordechai took her, adopted her, and married her. The tznius of Rachel carried over to Shaul, over to Esther. Esther was erlich even in the palace of Achashverosh. She kept the halachis. She was tevelis in between Achashverosh HaRasha and Mordechai HaTzadik. We have the story of Bigsan Vaseresh and how Mordechai discovered the plot. Hashem is magdim lefu lamaka by Klal Yisrael. We had the Lashon Hara presentation of Haman and the coordination between the two Rishayim, Achashverosh and Haman. B'suras Tevis to you, and much, much Hatzlacha.